Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin, along with Ken over there. On the phone, we have Tom Kriske, who's the owner and operator of Indiana Beach in Monticello. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Great.
We appreciate your time this morning, Tom. We've been following Indiana Beach for the last couple of years. I've just lived in the area for 4 years, but being from southern Indiana, was also familiar with Indiana Beach. First off, let's tell us a little bit about yourself as a businessman, and then we'll get into Indiana Beach details here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I work alongside with Gene Staples. He's technically the main owner of the park. We grew up just outside of Chicago near a little park called Kitty Land, and it's very similar in Americana as to what you folks down here in Indiana are used to at Indiana Beach. And when Gene heard that the park was just about on the brink of extinction, he jumped in and said, we just can't let that happen, and jumped in and made the acquisition and really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it in 2020, continuing through this offseason into 2021. It's going to be a great 95th anniversary year for us this year.
What was the main reason behind doing this, Tom?
Again, it was simply a bit of history, a slice of Americana, an old school amusement park that was literally on the brink of extinction. It was just about to be gone. No one was really stepping up to try and save it. The old corporation was already moving parts out of the park, and it was not a good look. It was grim for our fans and our loyal fans, and we just couldn't let that happen.
How are you going to be involved, or are you going to be impacted by the economic impact surgery, the survey that's going on up in Lake Freeman right now?
We're on Schaefer, so if anything that's happening on Freeman should increase the summer on Lake Schaefer. But no, we're expecting this to be a very successful season over here at Indiana Beach.
Especially having the last year where we couldn't do a whole lot of anything with COVID, so it will really be, people really be ready to go.
Right. That's correct. We last season, typically 6 weeks later than the park is historically opened. End of June we opened, and of course we followed, Governor Holcomb closely along with CDC guidelines, and we, we followed those guidelines throughout our entire 2020 season. A large percentage of our guests were, felt safe and comfortable coming out to the park. And we expect an increase in numbers with the dwindling guidelines, the vaccinations now going around, and, Governor Holcomb, removing the mask mandates. Again, we just encourage everybody that would like to know how we're continuing with our guidelines to visit our website at indianabeach.com. We do have a COVID procedure page that will, continuously be updated as CDC guidelines change or any other, we're on the pulse of other amusement parks around the country. And, we definitely have a tight-knit group of folks that we speak with in our industry, as well as, Governor Holcomb's messaging and CDC guidelines.
What are some of the new things that's going to be unveiled this year up at for you guys?
We brought back a historic ride that left some years ago called the Flying Bobs. That was a massive hit last year for us. We got that up late in the season, so if anyone didn't get a chance to get out to get on that ride, it's fully up and operational. We'll be fully running in 2021. We purchased another flat ride out of it was down in Lake Winnie, Tennessee, but it originated in Kitty Land, which was Gene and mine's home park growing up. We grew up literally minutes away from Kitty Land. It's going to be called the Sea Warrior at Indiana Beach. If anyone's familiar with its history, they'll remember the name of it. So that's going to be up and operational. And we did purchase a new roller coaster which we're anticipating being up in 2021 as well. It won't be ready by open day, but it should be operational at some point in the season. It's a triple looping coaster that's, is getting rave reviews from coaster enthusiasts really around the world.
What kind of a season, how long of a season do you envision having for you guys after you open, what, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? How long do you think it's going to be?
This year we're going to run from May 22nd through Halloween. So we're fully expecting a full six-month season.
That's going to be good for you.
Yes, absolutely, considering we missed, like I said, almost 2 months last year. We're definitely excited for that opening coming, and it's going to be here faster than we know it, right? We're now just a short 5 weeks away, and it's, by the time it comes, it's going to seem like it's here tomorrow.
I love the countdown that you have on the website. Mike Downey, our sales manager, and I were checking that out a couple weeks ago. So it's officially 38 days, 0 hours, 53 minutes, and 54 seconds now before
you'll
be opening up. But like you said, it'll be here before we know it, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's funny because that countdown is, you know, there's a lot of various Facebook pages that people have created to support Indiana Beach, and that screenshot gets makes its rounds every day, and
yeah.
You know, the people are anticipated and just can't wait for the beach to open.
So was it when you guys had a chance to come down and look at it firsthand for the first time? Was it intimidating? What kind of shape was it in?
You came to the park and you realized that there was a lot of work that needed to be done, cosmetically for the most part. And, cosmetic, updates are not really that overwhelming to do if you've got the right people, painting a new roof, you know, some patchwork and just general cleaning up. I mean, it was, we had only a 2 month window from the time that we really got into it till we opened. To do as much as humanly possible, and our team just did a fantastic job, and it really showed with the people that came year after year after year were really impressed with what was done in such a short amount of time, and now that we had a full off season, they should be excited for an even bigger shock when they get in the park this year.
Is there anything that's really pressing that you want that you really feel that you have to get done before you open this year?
I think we're in good shape for what has to be done. We would have loved for the new coaster to be up and ready, but it's just really a massive undertaking. So that unfortunately won't happen, but everything else that we want to happen by opening day should be ready to go.
I know the answer to this question, but, what kind of support have you got from the Monticello community?
It's been really great. The local town of Monticello and White County specifically has really stepped up in partnering with us. We want to support Monticello and White County as much as they want to support us, and it's a win-win for everybody when that happens. Now, obviously, the previous owners were a corporation and they ran everything themselves and were not necessarily located here in Monticello locally, whereas Gene and I are here typically every day, and we really are working with the town and the county to make that more of a family friendly local business related relationship, and it's already shown. We've turned a lot of our concessionaires into local vendors, meaning from Monticello or White County, where those businesses are able to come into our park, get a little storefront or a kiosk and run their businesses out of our park for the entire summer. So we feel that the outreach with the community has been overwhelming.
Tom, where do you view the overall, thing with amusement centers or amusement parks? Is it rebounding? It seems like it's kind of rebounding because it wasn't going real good there for a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I think what people really longed for the past year was just excitement, thrill, sunshine, fresh air, live entertainment, and beaches. just overall general getting out of the home and feeling normal again. And thankfully we were able to provide that to, you know, a few hundred thousand people in 2020 and hoping, you know, 500,000 plus, to enjoy that this year. So I think that was, I think that's part of what brought back, a little bit of the amusement park allure was, you know, hey, that's something we haven't done in a while, and let's just get out and enjoy the sunlight. Let's get out and enjoy fresh air. Let's get out and get some thrill rides in and some, enjoy some live music. So I think that's what a lot of people liked, and that's bringing them back to the amusement parks.
So we appreciate the partnership with Indiana Beach here at WILO and Shine 99, because we've got a lot of tickets to give away, and we started doing that this week, Tom, and my gosh, people are just so excited that A, you're still open, B, we can go somewhere during COVID, and C, they've got tickets to go.
That's great. We appreciate it, too. We definitely appreciate the partnership and everything you guys have done for us.
So are, what about the marketing? Will we still have the Indiana Beach? What is that, a crow or the caw-caw guy?
It's a crow.
Is it a crow?
It's a crow.
Yeah, okay. Will we have that, you know, where he comes on and makes his noise and says there's more than corn in Indiana? I think we lost Tom, actually. Something happened on the phone. That may be him calling back, so I'll let Cindy reestablish connection. Again, we are talking with Tom Kriske, one of the owners and operators of Indiana Beach, along with Gene Staples. Now, I looked up a little history, and it was originally called Ideal Beach. It was an amusement park that started as a small lakeside beach with a bathhouse and refreshment stand, started by Earl Spackman. Is that him calling back? Yeah, thank you very much, Cindy. Tom, we apologize. I don't know whose fault that was, but we've got you back.
Sorry
now.
About
thank
that,
you.
Guys.
No problem. Will we keep the crow and the marketing?
Oh, yeah, we're bringing back the original crow for sure.
Okay.
We got rid of the 3D crow that was brought on just a handful of years ago. He didn't seem to go over so well with our with our guests. So we're bringing back the original crow. The mascot will be around a little bit more this summer. He'll probably be doing a couple of guest appearances. And again, as you hear by the commercials, we're keeping that jingle alive, and that's, you know, we're going, like I said, with the Americana theme that we've got here with the park. It's all nostalgic. It's all old school. It's all the original stuff, especially like you mentioned, the Spackmans brought in. So, yeah, that's what we want to get back to.
Tom, are you going to have anything like concerts or anything to hold in association with the park being open?
We actually have two different live event venues. One is our Sky Bar, which is typically a Saturday night, just local, more of a local band feel. And then we try to do 6 ballroom events a year, in our big ballroom, which has a pretty large capacity. As of right now, we have 5 different, acts booked for the 2021 season. And again, all of those are going to be on our website.
Okay.
Are you guys looking for help, Tom?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. We are hiring, definitely ride operators, game attendants, security. Just about everything is what we're looking for. We have a big job fair over here at the Best Western on Brandywine in Monticello on Saturday, this Saturday.
Okay.
If you can't make that, you could always apply again online. I hate to keep saying it, but literally on our website, IndianaBeach.com.
All right. So, yeah, that's where you need to go to find out anything. So.
Yeah, it's a brand new site. Like you said, the countdown's on there. It's a brand new site. We're excited about the website. It should have literally almost everything that anybody would need to see. You can book your rooms there. We've got a huge campground. You can do campground lodging. You can do hotel lodging on our park side. You can buy season passes, daily tickets. You can check our fireworks calendars out. We're going to have 6 firework nights this year. So it's loaded up and it's all on there.
I mean, gosh, I don't want to mention any other amusement parks, but when I look at the prices of what those cost per head just to get in, I mean, I see you guys are selling, we don't have to mention a whole lot of details, but you get a season pass for $60. That's quite a deal.
Yeah, I mean, we feel that if for what we offer, I mean, it's just a phenomenal deal. Some other parks that are our size maybe even slightly larger. That's what you're paying
just one day
to get in their park for a one-day admission.
One day,
right? And that's not even, and that doesn't even include parking. Some, you know, other parking is $15, $20, $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our season pass gives you parking to the park. It literally pays for itself on the first visit if we go with the season pass. So that's what we recommend. That's always our best option. And actually, if you buy now, you're going to get a commemorative 95th anniversary Indiana Beach pin with our 2021 pin lanyard. And the only way to get that pin is by purchasing a season pass.
All right. Tom, is there anything else we need to know before we let you go? We may try to get back with you once you get open and get a couple months under your belt and try to touch base with you again this summer.
Yeah, I'd say that would be great to do. We touched on pretty much everything that I could think of, and so I definitely appreciate you guys' time this morning.
All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate your time as well, too. We know you're busy, and best of luck to you, and we'll be watching from Frankfurt, and we'll probably see you sometime this summer then, Tom.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Tom. Mm-hmm.
That's Tom Kriske, one of the owners and operators of Indiana Beach, along with Mr. Gene Staples. Ken and I are going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the last 10 minutes of Party Line next on WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Parents, parent. These are 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds that are preparing for college. They need to get their little butts in gear and get ready trying to figure out, I just want to go to college. Like the guy called me up. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My daughter told me she's going to this expensive school. And I'm like, well, see, that's where you get confused. In my household, my teenagers didn't tell me stuff. I told them stuff.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders, but did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Duns have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. On this Wednesday, let's thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, Welty Custom Exteriors, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin with Ken and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Kevin, do you like to read books?
I do like to read. I'll be honest with you, though, I don't have as much time as I wish I did to read.
Okay, I got that John Bolton book, and it's a 20-hour read according to the machine.
Oh, yeah, the one he put out last summer? Yeah.
And I've got that Mary Trump book.
Oh, yeah. What was that one like?
Oh, hey. It was very interesting.
I bet.
how the family shafted them out of their family inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Because, I heard that.
You know, but anyway, you might find that interesting. And that's only a 7-hour read, according to my machine.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for me to find time to read. I have a stack of books that I'm, you know, just kind of there. I'm ready to read when I have the chance.
I got a suggestion for you. I don't know if they've got it yet or not. Try the library and their CDs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the books on tape or CD. That doesn't help me a whole lot. I live 2 minutes from the radio station, so I'm not in my car very often. Yeah, it's just it's hard. I have to literally stop what I'm doing and it you know, if I have yard work or something to do around the house, I feel guilty for just
laying around. If you got to get a CD player, yard work, you can do yard work while you listen to the book.
I could maybe do that. Yeah. Yeah, I could maybe do that. You know, I drove past your house the other day, Larry, and I didn't realize they had it quite so tore up out there.
Well, not only that, yeah, and guess what? While they was tearing it up, I was sicker than a dog with something about a stomach flip thing going around.
Mm-hmm.
I spent most 2 days in the bathroom and in a trash can.
Oh, boy. Well, it's certainly a mess out there, that's for sure.
Well, this is true, and the semis haven't slowed down at night, though.
No, I saw a couple of those, and again, you're down to, you know, one lane both ways. Yeah, slow down, man. Gosh.
You take your life in your hands when my wife does, when she drives out of the alley to go to work.
And especially down there, since they've got, you know, 28 shut off there at the tracks where you have to turn by what's that business called now, that restaurant there at the corner?
Oh, it's, I don't know.
Down used to be the Hideaway.
Down there by the Snapper dealer.
Yeah, it used to be the Hideaway.
Yeah.
And now it's a restaurant. But, boy, talk about traffic mess down there.
And that area right there at the turn with that almost blind curve.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, especially with semis and stuff trying to maneuver around. And that road down there on the backside of Winski's is so chock full with potholes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I look like I'm drunk driving down the road. I'm swerving so much. Cop pulled me over the other day. I told him I've not been drinking. I was just avoiding the potholes.
If my memory's right, that when they paved that, they didn't really build that like they should have.
Mm-hmm.
So they paid it for the semis to go over there to, what was it, the trailer place at one time.
Yeah, it's probably before
Wabash.
My time. Oh, yeah, the Wabash Trailer Company, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, I just thought, Carl, I'll tell you, you'd find them books interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. I like, if I can't read the book, I like trying to see the Cliff Note version online, at least get some of the highlights. The Vintage Cafe. The Vintage Cafe. It's now called the Vintage Cafe instead of the Hideaway. Yeah. Thank you, Stephen, one of our faithful Wylo fans.
Now, is that a bar or a restaurant?
It's a restaurant now. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it used to be a bar and a restaurant a long time ago for years.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if they serve alcohol now or not.
I think they still do.
Really? Maybe.
I think it's not as much. I think they've kind of eliminated most of the smoking, too.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's mainly known for the food now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to take the wife down there. No alcohol, I've been just reported here, so.
Well, that makes it a simple place.
Yeah, yeah. You can take the wife down there, Larry.
Yeah. Well, actually, she'd have to take me.
She'd take you, right. Yeah, that's all right. Still end up at the same place. So.
Yeah. I have a complaint about this project out here in front of my house.
All right.
This sidewalk on both sides of this highway has settled on one side of it. It's at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nasty to walk.
Yeah, I bet.
It's easier to walk out in the highway than it is down that sidewalk, for me anyway.
Well, Well, those sidewalks are going to be fixed and repaired, so.
Are they?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they'll come back through.
Yeah, really. They will. They will do that.
Fix them for you.
Yeah, that'll be on both sides.
Thank you, Ken.
Well,
how's Ken doing?
How's Ken doing? Ken's a little tired, but he's all right.
Oh, that's great.
No, they'll do out your way through the end of this year, and then they'll turn around to the east part of it from Jackson on out next year.
Okay. Somehow, some way, my sewer line got messed up again when they started working out here.
Well, that's unfortunately, you know. Just before, you bet they dug up any contaminated dirt by you because they did downtown.
Because every time they work out here on the highway in my friend my house, they break a towel or something and plug up the sewer line.
Yep.
It's about $300 to have a plumber to come out and fix it.
Oh, man.
Or run the Roto-Rooter through it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have fun with you, and you guys be good.
All right, you take good care, okay?
And just so you be happy, I think Biden went a little bit too far to the left, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay, good. Well, maybe we could all meet in the middle someday, then.
See, I'll complain about Democrats when they don't make me happy.
Yeah, I know you will. That's why I still let you on the air.
As if you had a choice.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what Trump's doing. It's kind of odd with just to find out that he's got more money in his reelection budget than the Republican Party's got to help everybody else get elected.
Yeah, I saw that. He better be ponying up some of that.
Well, no, he's not going to pony up anything because I got a feeling he's got that set up so he could put it in his own personal account instead of an election re-election account.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out in 2024.
Oh, maybe we may not have to wait that long.
Larry, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Appreciate that.
All right.
And if you accidentally ram your car into a delicious animal in Wyoming, Ken, you'll soon be able to enjoy the spoils that damaged your little car. Wyoming is about to make collecting roadkill legal. Taking a freshly killed wild animal home from the highway is already allowed in 30 other states. Wyoming's new law says you can't just cut off a chunk for dinner. You either take the whole thing or nothing at all. Have you ever, like, you grew up with your grandparents and stuff, did they ever have a squirrel stew or
Thank
anything?
Thank God, no.
Okay, well, growing up around my grandparents in the country, now, I've had, like, a possum stew one time, but it wasn't, like, roadkill. It was intentional, you know, my uncle had captured it in a trap or something, and so we had possum stew. It was pretty greasy from what I remember.
I hate to tell you, but possum is roadkill.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It just wasn't on the road. It was caught in a trap.
Right.
But, I mean, I've eaten squirrel. You probably had squirrel before.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You know, it's, it does taste like chicken. I hate to say it, but
everything tastes like chicken.
It does. It's kind of weird. Had a chance to eat alligator a couple years ago and I was all excited, but it tasted like chicken, man. Oh. I'm like, gosh, I was expecting this really, you know, exotic food or something.
Did you take a bite out of it?
The alligator? Yeah.
Or vice versa?
Well, it was on a stick, you know. It was like an alligator kebab or something. So, Ken, thanks, man.
All right,
and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech, Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Ken and I will be back for the Thursday edition tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.